Zena, I'll always love you.
Zena and Uber's podcast, also known as XNU. My name is Cass, and I will be your pod host. Also, welcome back to those of you who have been following this podcast so far. We're now up to episode number 12. Well, as we all know, the Zena and Uber's podcast, we will be doing stories that alternate between Zena and Uber's, henceforth the title. We last left off with our heroines, Zena and Gabrielle, in the Conqueror series by the late L.J. Moss. And we're going to take a short break from them and move on to a different storyline. We're going to go to an Uber storyline, and the title for this one will be Provenance, and the author is Debbie Bathurst. Her website is Club Uber 2000. So that would be www.clububer2000.com, and I'll have a link to her website on my show notes. So this storyline is going to be an Uber storyline, and it will not contain Zena and Gabrielle. So those of you who are out there right now going, aww, we need to take a break to keep it, you know, keep it different. And just like I said earlier, as the title means, Zena and Ubers, so we have to do an Uber. In the meanwhile, I'm sitting here probably knee-deep or neck-deep in water. We've had nothing but rain here for the last, 3 months. And guess what? Today is another rainy day. So it's gotten to the point now where we just walk around saying, "So, do you think it'll rain today?" Ba-dum-dum-tsh. Good grief. Even the ducks are sitting there saying, "Okay, enough already." But anyway, that's my saga, and I'll get out of my rain gear eventually and get out into real world. But on the good note, I am counting down days for holidays. We're actually, my partner and I are actually going to go on vacation. Haven't had a vacation in 2 years, so I'm probably going a little bit stir crazy at this point, and I need a break. But we're counting down days, and I'll get to go home and see my mom and dad and do all those wonderful things and eat home cooking. The joys of living away from home so that you can go back and actually appreciate the food. But anyway, no more of my life. We'll continue on. So we're going to go to the Club Uber fan site now and read Provenance by Debbie Bathurst. Disclaimers. This is the prequel to my Rain Lark story, Indiscretions, that I had an idea for while writing its sequel, Ab Initio. If you are under the age of 18, or if lesbian romances bother you, then please find another story. This one is not for you. Language, moderate. Sex, yes, there is an erotic lesbian sex in this story between two consenting adults. Synopsis. An attractive secret agent encounters a blonde-haired, green-eyed, up-and-coming actress while on assignment protecting a congressional candidate, who also happens to be the actress's father. There is an instant attraction between two women, but Rain Donovan is reluctant to go out with the persistent actress, Lark Morgan. She's fighting feelings from her past and is not sure she wants to go down that road again. Lark sees what she wants, Rain, and it refuses to accept Rain's rebuttals of a date. She sees a spark of hope in the woman's piercing blue eyes and won't give up so easily. Will Rain put her fears aside and take a chance on love again? Chapter 1. Provenance. Rain casually strolled into the bustling room of agents, inhaling deeply in an attempt to quell the nausea that brewed deep within her.
"Hey, Rain, what's up with the glasses on inside?"
Forrest enthusiastically and loudly asked, slapping her on the back. Just what she needed to go along with the pounding headache that accompanied her nausea. She grimaced and pulled her sunglasses down, staring worryingly at the boisterous fellow agent before her.
"Ah, let me guess.
A late night with an abundant amount of whiskey and... what day is it?
Oh, yeah, Friday. So she must have been a brunette, right?
He teasingly asked with a knowing grin. Rain sheepishly grinned and pushed the sunglasses up, hiding her bloodshot, normally blue eyes.
Am I that predictable? She asked with a chuckle. When it comes to your exploits in women, yeah. Word of advice, my dear partner. You might want to consider settling down with just one of them before you party yourself to death.
He chuckled and flipped through some of the paperwork he carried.
Yeah, already been down that painful road.
Rain dryly admitted and felt a catch in her heart from the painful memory.
Huh? Did she find out what a cad you are and dump you?
He sarcastically asked and laughed.
No. She's dead.
Rain commented flatly, fighting the lump that began to form and walked away.
Shit! I really stuck my foot in the mouth on that one, and a what a way for me to finally get a glimpse into her private life.
Forrest thought regretfully and approached Rain, who was pouring a cup of coffee.
Rain, I'm really sorry. I shouldn't have made that comment.
He apologetically responded. Rain turned and strained a smile.
Don't be. You couldn't have known about that, seeing as how I've never mentioned it to you.
She coolly answered, raising the cup to her mouth and took a sip of the hot beverage.
Well, if you need someone to talk to, I'm here, he offered.
Thanks. I appreciate the offer, but I'm over it now. She smiled briefly and took another sip. The look in her blues told Forrest another story. She didn't want to discuss the subject any longer and changed the topic.
Well, I guess we should see where we are supposed to be, Rain commented and walked away.
Trace watched her and couldn't help but get the feeling that she really wasn't over it. They hadn't been partners for really long, but he respected and liked her. She had coldness about her when it came to her personal life, and hoped she would eventually warm up to him. This latest revelation from her was a huge breakthrough between them. He approached the group of agents gathered around the agent in charge for their assignments.
Forrest and Rain, I want you both directly behind Senator Morgan. Tom and Fred, I want you to his left and right. We've had some recent threats in regards to the congressional candidates, and we don't want to take any chances,
he explained as he glanced around the group of agents. If there have been threats, why would he give a speech outside when he's prime target? Rain asked, exasperated by the fact that he would put himself in such danger, not to mention all of the agents in charge of protecting him.
He's a tough son of a bitch, and doesn't give much credit to threats like that, agent.
The man answered with a slight smirk.
Besides, I think he likes to keep us on our toes. Let's get to it.
He chuckled and ordered as the group dispersed to their posts. Great. Another asshole who doesn't care about himself or anyone else he puts in danger. She thought perturbed and settled into her designated post, immediately scanning the crowd for any unusual activity. She nearly jumped out of her skin when the agent testing her earpiece shouted into it.
Thanks a lot, ass face.
Rain mumbled angrily into her microphone, gritting her teeth to maintain her composure, and looked at Forrest, who was laughing. She curled her lip up at him and gave him a menacing look of warning and turned back to the crowd.
Hey, just checking to see you're awake. How's the headache?
He chuckled sarcastically into her earpiece.
You'll find out later when I kick your ass in the gym, Rain quipped with a slight chuckle.
Ooh, I love a challenge.
He responded with a laugh as Rain heard the agents in the background shouting their bets on the fight. All for her, of course. She grinned and scanned the crowd, hearing through her earpiece.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen. Senator Morgan is approaching the stage from your rear. Pay attention and stay on your toes. It's showtime.
Rain snickered at the corny announcement and focused on the crowd. She heard the crowd erupt into a loud cheer, and they all jumped up and down, waving enthusiastically.
Wow, I guess he's popular.
She mused inwardly with a slight laugh and blew out the breath that she held, fighting off the last wave of nausea. She slowly turned to her opposite side and caught the sight of the loveliest vision she had seen in a long time. Actually, ever. Sure, the women she'd been with recently were lookers, but nothing like this one.
Damn,
she whispered appreciatively of the breathtaking, beautiful blonde who approached the microphone, smiling and blushing from the rousing response from the crowd. Rain, to say the least,
was captivated by the curvaceous woman in the sultry red slim-fitting dress who had just sauntered past her.
She's absolutely beautiful.
Rain mused in a hushed whisper, listening to her soft, sweet voice address the crowd.
Snap out of it, Rain. She could be dangerous on the heart.
She inwardly thought as her feelings for this unknown woman scared her. She had never felt the way about anyone with just one glance until now. She couldn't help but stare at the young woman.
Get her out of your mind. She's probably not even gay,
her thoughts reminded her. She blinked repeatedly, hearing a voice in the distance, which was now becoming louder.
Rain, do you copy?
The voice urgently asked.
Yeah, sorry.
Rain responded and quickly looked over at Forrest, who was worriedly staring at her. She motioned to her earpiece and shook her head as if she couldn't hear.
What did you ask? I couldn't hear it.
She discreetly questioned into her microphone, scanning the crowd.
We need you to report on Quadrant 3, please,
he asked as he looked directly ahead and checked the crowd.
All clear, she answered.
10-4,
the voice responded. She watched the crowd and heard the sweet angelic voice introduce herself as Lark Morgan, then introduce her father, Senator Morgan. She smiled and asked for everyone to elect him as his or her new congressman. The crowd erupted in a loud cheer as the popular senator approached the microphone, smiling proudly and exuberantly. He kissed his daughter on the cheek that stepped to his left, as both were just off to Rain's right.
"Isn't she lovely?"
he enthusiastically asked as the cheers grew louder when he motioned to Lark.
"Oh, she certainly is,"
Rain thought, agreeing, and appreciated the view of Lark from behind.
"You are such a horn dog, Rain,"
she admonished herself and cleared her throat, hoping it would quell the interest. She smiled slightly when she noted the young woman blush from embarrassment in regards to her father's comments.
"Her mother is just as lovely, too,"
he added with a grin, and looked at his wife standing to his right as the crowd yelled out in agreement. Rain finally contained her senses and figured out it was best to just focus on the task at hand of doing her job. As it was, she had already put them at risk by not paying attention. She faintly heard the senator's speech as he drew near the end. She looked off center of the senator and saw a person reach into their coat pocket. Her instincts took over and her muscles tightened, readying for the worst. She saw a glimmer of a flash as the man pulled the gun out of his pocket.
"Gun at 1 o'clock!"
she alerted through her microphone, quickly heading towards the senator. She grabbed the senator and heard a bang as she quickly pulled him and his daughter to the ground. She lay on top of them, covering them as Forrest did the same with the senator's wife. She heard the frantic voices through her earpiece and shouted to them to apprehend the shooter as they lay behind the podium, using it for cover.
"What the hell is going on?"
Lark shouted, frightened by everything, and struggled to get up.
"Please, miss, stay down until it's clear,"
Rain shouted as the frantic screams of the crowd were deafening, holding Lark down. "I promise no harm will come to you," she reassuringly told her as fearful green eyes met calming blue ones. She smiled slightly and looked around just as the other agents swarmed the stage.
"I've got the senator. Bring her,"
the agent shouted and quickly escorted the senator off the stage. Rain helped Lark up and quickly took her to the safety backstage, as Forrest did the same with her mother.
"What's going on?"
the senator frantically asked, hugging his frightened wife and child, happy they were unharmed.
"A shot was fired from the crown and..."
The agent paused and pushed his earpiece in, then continued.
"The perpetrator has been apprehended,"
he advised with a relieved smile.
"Sir, we haven't found the bullet yet. But we will, and the suspect is in custody,"
an agent alerted him, rushing backstage.
"Good! Find the bullet,"
he ordered.
"Hold on!"
Forrest alerted and moved toward Rain.
"Take off your jacket,"
he ordered and helped her remove it.
"What's up?"
Rain questioned, confused by what her partner was doing.
"I thought so from the bleeding seeping through your clothing. Rain, you've been hit,"
he informed her and saw the blood-soaked sleeve on her shirt.
"Really?"
she asked with a chuckle.
"I didn't even realize it,"
she added with a nonchalant shrug of her shoulder, and she looked at her arm. Lark released the hold on her father and caught a better glimpse of the woman who saved her life. Her heart fluttered and was taken by the attractive woman.
"She's gorgeous," she gasped inwardly.
Forrest moved the sleeve of her shirt to examine the wound.
"It doesn't look like the bullet penetrated the skin, but it looks like a deep gash. It's bleeding pretty badly. Call for a medic to clean this up,"
He advised, looking back at the agent with the radio, then turned his attention to his boss.
The bullet can't be far away,
he commented as the other agents headed out to the stage to investigate. Rain put her hand over the wound as they looked around the curtain to the stage.
Who is that woman, Daddy?
Lark asked, watching them leave.
A Secret Service agent, I presume. Why?
He asked, stepping closer to his curious daughter.
I want to meet her.
Lark smiled as Rain and her partner turned back around.
We need something to place on there to stop the bleeding, Forrest commented. Where the hell are those paramedics?
He nervously asked, looking around with no medical personnel in sight.
Forget about them. We'll head to the hospital. It's not that bad anyway. Just use my jacket to stop the bleeding,
Rain suggested and nodded towards it as Forrest moved to grab it.
No. Here, use my scarf.
Lark eagerly offered and rushed over, holding it out.
Oh, thanks, but that's not necessary. My jacket will do,
Rain graciously refused.
No, I insist. It's the least I can do.
Lark smiled and placed a scarf over the wound. Rain placed her hand on top of Lark's and felt a wave of electricity course through her. Her heart raced and she blushed when Lark stared deeply into her sensual blues, with time seemingly stopping for a moment.
Well, thanks. Appreciate it.
Rain embarrassingly smiled. Her calm, cool, and stoic demeanor were nowhere to be found. Only her shy, giddy schoolgirl demeanor was present, one that she had never experienced before.
You saved our lives. It was the least I could do.
Lark shyly smiled and reluctantly moved her hand. She loved the feeling Rain's touch generated throughout her, but did so as she saw Rain's uncomfortable look. Rain's gaze stared upon the alluring blonde with the stunning green eyes a little longer than she wanted, and smiled cordially.
Thank you again.
She turned away and headed off with Forrest.
Let's get that thing checked out.
Forrest smirked and patted her on the back.
Wait!
Lark shouted out as they stopped and turned to her. She shouldn't allow this woman to exit her life so quickly.
I think you have an admirer,
Forrest sarcastically whispered.
I'll get the car. Don't take long or you'll bleed to death. Forrest snickered and exited the door.
Ha ha, Rain remarked with a sly grin before he exited the door. Lark stopped and blushed when Rain's piercing blue eyes met her.
I wanted to know if I could repay you in some way.
There's no need, miss. I was only doing my job,
Rain humbly answered.
Yes, well, I would still like to make it up for you for being hurt. I guess what I'm trying to do is ask you out on a date.
Lark chuckled shyly and looked away nervously. She discreetly wiped her sweaty palms on her dress.
I'd love to go out with this one, but I should really steer clear.
Rain thought and met her gaze when she looked up at her.
What makes you think I'm into chicks? Rain asked with a hint of sarcasm.
That should make her back off, Rain hoped inwardly.
Well, your bracelet gave you away.
Lark informed her with a knowing smile and looked at Rain's wrist. Rain sighed with a chuckle and looked at her rainbow-colored bracelet with an upside-down triangle on it.
A dead giveaway, huh?
Rain snickered.
I suppose so. Will you accept my offer?
Lark asked, hopeful. I'm very flattered and appreciative of your offer, Miss Morgan, but I can't. Thanks, though. Rain smiled graciously and opened the door.
What is your name?
Lark queried, disappointed by her rebuttal, wondering about the identity of her knight in shining armor.
She'll come around and allow me to get to know her better. I'm sure of it.
Lark confidently thought, knowing she was not going to let this woman slip out of her life that easy. She had a connection to her that she had never felt for any other, and she saw it in the tall woman's eyes as well. Rain turned back as she moved through the door, stating, Rain Donovan, and exited to the parking lot. Rain blew out the breath she held and quickly headed towards the waiting car. She settled in as Forrest glanced over at her as he drove off.
Well, are you going out with her?
He asked with a sly grin.
Forrest!
Rain warned with a stern look. She knew where he was going and she wasn't interested.
Come on!
No, I told her I couldn't.
Rain reluctantly admitted. Why? She's hot!
he exclaimed and steered the car out of the parking lot. It's more fun to play hard to get. Rain grinned mischievously and added, Besides, she's a type I could lose my heart to, and I'd rather just stay away from that if you don't mind now that I think about it.
Maybe that's what you need, Rain,
he commented and focused his attention on the road. It's exactly what I'd like, but I don't need, Rain thought, quietly staring out the window. The feelings she had for this woman were unusual for her. She wasn't sure how to handle them. She decided the best way was to stay away from her, but she still couldn't help being so intrigued by the young woman. Rain returned to work despite Forrest's pleas for her to go home and take it easy after receiving stitches in her arm from the bullet, but she was too stubborn to allow a small cut to keep her from working, so she told Forrest as they entered their office.
Damn! It takes a long time to get in and out of those hospitals.
Rain fumed as they headed towards her boss's office that spied them and motioned them in the minute they entered the building. The gray-haired, impeccably dressed man asked when Rain and Forrest entered his office.
Oh, it's fine. No big deal. Just a few stitches.
Rain shrugged off the inquiry and stood in front of his desk with Forrest standing next to her.
Stop being so damn modest, Rain. That was a pretty deep wound.
Forrest chuckled at her reluctance to let on that the wound was worse than she mentioned.
You could have taken the remainder of the day off, you know.
He chuckled and looked up from his paperwork.
Nah, I've got too much paperwork to do. Well, the two of you are being assigned to Senator Morgan until the end of the elections in case anyone else wants to take another shot at him. The other agents are being assigned to all of the candidates as a safeguard.
Oh, you're kidding!
Rain incredulously responded, then realized she was being disrespectful and added, Sir, we thought we would be assigned to covert assignments as requested? She asked, glancing at her partner, who was no more pleased than she about their latest assignment, then looked back at her boss.
Your request has been duly noted, and depending upon your performance with your latest assignment, it will be reconsidered.
He firmly answered and handed them their paperwork.
You both have this weekend off before joining his detail full-time,
he advised, looking up them as they approached the door. Rain was livid and knew her partner was too. They had hoped to be assigned to top-secret covert operations, preferably overseas, instead of babysitting congressional candidates.
Thanks,
Rain solemnly answered, taking the paperwork and walking towards the door.
The senator specifically asked for you both as his detail, and his request has been granted,
he informed her as she turned back to face her boss.
I guess you made quite an impression on him,
he chuckled and looked back down on the paperwork on his desk.
Yes, especially on his daughter.
Forrest sarcastically whispered with a snicker, walking past his partner out of the office. Rain closed the door and fumed at their latest assignment.
You're really asking for an ass-whipping, aren't you?
She teasingly asked as they walked through their office.
The truth hurts, huh, partner?
He taunted with a laugh and flopped in the chair at his desk.
What's this?
Rain asked, noticing the basket on her desk. She picked up the note attached and began to open the envelope as Forrest checked it out.
Ooh, gourmet cookies.
He fawned, looking into the basket, his mouth watering at the sight of the delicious cookies before him.
Get out of there!
She teased and slapped his hand as he reached for one. He laughed and sat back in his chair.
Who are they from?
He queried with a knowing smile and a sneaky suspicion at just who had sent them. Rain gave him a sideways glance, then looked back down and read the card.
This is a token of my appreciation. I would love to show you more. How about a date? Call me. Lark Morgan.
Rain chuckled and tossed the card at him.
She's persistent. I'll give her that. I like it.
She grinned, smitten by the woman, and pulled out a white macadamia nut cookie, her favorite, and sat in the chair.
Oh, man. She's hot for you, pal. Go out with her. I can't believe that you've got a woman like that falling at your feet. That many people would die to have.
Huh? Who is she? Rain asked, confused, chomping on the last bit of her cookie, and plopped her feet up on the desk, relaxing back into her chair.
Lark Morgan, the actress. Don't you watch TV or go to the movies?
He condescendingly asked, surprised that she didn't know who she was. Great. And an actress. I take it she doesn't do action flicks? Rain casually asks, wiping the crumbs off her hands.
No, usually drama or chick flicks.
Figures, she replied, unimpressed. So you're a chick flick kind of guy, huh? She teasingly taunted.
Yeah, well, occasionally I have to watch one with Sherry. We have a deal where we see a chick flick, and then I go get to see my action flicks.
He grinned.
Nice compromise,
she chuckled sarcastically and looked at the paperwork on her desk.
Yeah, especially if you want to get lucky.
He laughed with a wiggle of his eyebrows and grabbed the cookie before leaving the office.
Yeah, compromise.
She spoke softly and looked at the note once more. The blonde woman with the piercing green eyes who had entered her life early in the day intrigued her as no one else had before. She opened the drawer to her desk for a pen and grabbed the picture lying with it. She picked it up and leaned back in her chair. She lost herself in that picture as she stared at it, fondly remembering the attractive woman of Asian descent in the picture. She remembered everything she meant to her and the pain of losing someone she loved so much. She was reluctant to go through that again and tossed the note from Lark in the trash. She placed the picture on her desk and started her paperwork. Her concentration just wasn't there and her gaze was drawn to the picture before her. She was having feelings for the blonde she met earlier, strong feelings that she hadn't felt before, even stronger than the ones she had for her former lover, Karen, pictured before her. She picked up the picture again and stared at the woman with the long dark tresses who stared back at her with her smiling so sweet. She couldn't figure out why she had the feelings she did for Lark. She was so conflicted that it made her head hurt and she decided she didn't want to find out why. She felt guilty, like it wasn't fair to Karen's memory or to her heart. I just can't take the chance of going through that pain again, Rain thought, staring at the woman in the picture. She slipped that brick wall she had surrounded her heart back up. He wasn't sure why her guard was let down when she met the green-eyed actress with the smile to die for, but she knew she needed to stay away from her and from the strong feeling she was having for her.
Hey, Earth Terrain!
Forrest shouted, snapping her out of her thoughts.
Huh?
She muttered and looked up at him.
What are you doing this weekend?
Or should I say,
who are you doing this weekend?
He teasingly laughed and grabbed another cookie as he tossed the foam basketball into the small hoop into the corner of the office.
You should be a freaking comedian, Forrest.
She sarcastically grinned as he turned and looked at her. She watched as he turned to the basket and dunked the ball.
I'm going to take advantage of our weekend off and chill out around the house. Alone, she emphasized with a chuckle. Thank goodness the senator's taking the weekend off, too. And special thanks to the other team babysitting him at home.
Rain chuckled, glad they would have the weekend off.
Yeah, same here. With this latest assignment, we won't be getting too much time off, especially with the elections coming up soon. They'll be campaigning hot and heavy.
He added with a frown and sat in his chair. Just what I was looking forward to, too. Standing around those boring parties and campaigns, listening to all those blowhard speeches. Rain chuckled and shook her head thinking about it.
Oh, man, you had to remind me. But then again, you might get to see that sexy blonde, seeing as how she's the senator's daughter,
he teasingly drawled. He sensed she was smitten with the actress and hoped she'd realize the same thing and not blow a perfect opportunity.
Dude, you've got to stop with that blonde, okay? I don't want to discuss her anymore.
Rain warned and stared him down.
If that's what you want,
he casually shrugged his shoulders.
Yeah. That's what I want.
Rain growled as she didn't want to discuss the subject or be taunted about her anymore. She was having a hard enough time dealing with her feelings for her and just wanted to forget about her. She looked back down at her paperwork as Forrest rose in the chair and stood beside her. She didn't look up and he leaned down, saying,
Stop pining for the dead woman you once loved. Live your life in the present and don't close it off to everyone. I haven't known you for very long, Rain. But I've got a good idea what you're doing. It all makes sense now, with what you told me about your former lover and why you'd go from one chick to the next. Your inability to love again is dying within you, and you don't even realize it. Don't discard someone who could very well be your true love.
He softly advised and placed a comforting hand on her shoulders before leaving.
Like he knows what my fucking life is all about. He doesn't know Jack.
She angrily and defensively thought, leaning her head in her hands and that rested on the desk. She sat silently for a few minutes, trying to figure out her feelings and what he said to her.
Is he right? Have I lost my ability to love again?
She wondered questioningly and decided that he was full of it. Do I want to love again? That is the question. She asked herself and quickly rose from the chair, grabbing her jacket as she headed out of the office. She entered her quiet beach villa after a long drive home, fighting with her subconscious as to why she shouldn't get to know Lark. Why can't I get her out of my mind? And why do I feel so damn guilty for thinking about her? She questioned frustrated and tossed her keys on the table, then her jacket on the couch. She headed directly for the kitchen and grabbed the glass from the cupboard, filling it with her favorite whiskey. She added a smidgen of Coke and then some ice before heading out onto her porch overlooking the ocean. She sat on the beach chair and propped her feet up on the railing, looking out over the ocean, drinking her beverage and trying to forget the events of the day. She sat watching the surfers enjoy the unusually large surf, wishing she were out there with them. Maybe it would take my mind off all this crazy stuff. I need another drink. She reasoned, jumping out of her chair and entered the house. She fixed herself another drink and headed back out onto the porch, grabbing the bottle along her way. She watched the guys surf for over an hour and tried to sort out the thoughts she kept having of Lark. She hoped the whiskey would help forget about her, but it only made her think of her more. She decided she had enough and headed into the house. She was restless and eager to do something else. She picked up the phone and dialed her brother, Shayen. "Hey, Shay, what are all of you up to?" she asked and sat in the recliner, turning the TV on. She hoped talking to her brother would help keep her mind off the blonde.
"Not much. Just watching TV. How about you?"
"Same thing. Just chilling out," she answered and flipped through the channels.
"Is everything all right?"
he asked, concerned by her demeanor.
Yeah, I'm fine. I was just wondering if you could bring Brandon over tomorrow so we can hang out together and do some fishing."
"Sure, no problem. I'll bring him by around 8 then. He'll be very excited to come over."
"Great. Can't wait to see you both.
Thanks, and see you tomorrow," she replied and hung up the phone.
"I'm worried about Rain," Shayen thoughtfully commented, thinking about his sister, and looked at his wife, who was sitting next to him.
"Why? What's wrong?"
Holly worriedly asked. "She just didn't sound good. She sounds like something's really bugging her."
"I'm sure she's fine, honey. Just talk to her tomorrow and see what's going on."
"I'm going to take Brandon over tomorrow to hang out with her. Maybe that will lighten her spirits."
"Hers and ours, too."
Holly chuckled and winked flirtatiously at her husband.
"Maybe we can work on giving him a little brother or sister while he's at his auntie's house tomorrow,"
she seductively suggested and cuddled closer to her husband.
Sounds good to me. But why wait till then? How about if we get started now?"
he offered and kissed his wife passionately as she giggled. Rain sat bored, flipping through the channels and stopped when a show caught her eye.
ER, my favorite,"
she said out loud and settled into the couch to watch the medical drama.
"No way!"
she laughed and couldn't believe her eyes. Lark happened to be on that episode.
"Just my luck,"
she chuckled and looked around. "I think I'm losing it. I'm talking aloud to no one but myself," she thought and laughed, sipping her beverage as she watched the show.
Not a bad actress,"
she thought as the show progressed, and she enjoyed seeing the green-eyed beauty in her living room. She leaned forward and reached for a handful of M&Ms from the candy dish and caught a glimpse of Karen's picture she had sitting on the mantel. She felt a pang of regret and guilt and turned the TV off. She paced around trying to resolve her conflicted emotions and felt as though she were doing something wrong by having them. She sighed, frustrated, and headed to the bedroom. She flopped on the bed, exhausted by the day's events.
"I can't keep going on like this. I'm going to have a breakdown,"
it was the only thing she remembered as the whiskey quickly took her into a deep sleep.
"Lark, are you listening to me?"
Elaine asked and snapped Lark back into reality with a light touch of her arm.
"I'm sorry. What did you say?"
Lark asked, confused by what Elaine was saying.
"I said I've had a few offers for movies for you,
And this one would be a career maker if you get the park?
Elaine eluded and offered her the script. Oh, yeah?
Lark asked, noncommittal and extremely unenthused by the offer.
Lark, what's going on with you? Is everything all right?
Elaine asked, worried about her by the far-off gaze she had. Lark stared at her and chuckled, embarrassed for being so spaced out.
I'm sorry. I was just thinking about someone else.
She blushed at the thought of the woman she referred to, and stood up, looking out the window.
I guess this person made quite an impression on you, Elaine asked with a chuckle. Oh, in a way you'll never know.
Lark admitted with a flushed smile, thinking of how Rain made her feel with just one touch of her hand, as she dreamily gazed up at her the star-littered sky. She turned to Elaine with a whimsical look, explaining,
She is the most beautiful woman I've ever seen, Elaine.
Lark admitted excitedly and sat next to her agent.
Come on, Lark, you've been around many beautiful women before.
Elaine found her comment hard to believe, considering that many gorgeous women she's come across in Hollywood.
No, she's different from them, and she made me feel, so wonderful with just one touch of her hand. She's tall with dark features. She's muscular and has dark straight hair that just touches the top of her shirt collar. And these beautiful, hypnotizing blue eyes. Elaine, her eyes were exquisite.
She admiringly explained with a sigh, biting her lip at the wonderful feeling she had inside just thinking of the woman.
I've never had someone make me feel this way after meeting them for the first time. I'm in love with her, Elaine.
Her smile was broad and irremovable as she fondly spoke of the woman and professed such a confession.
Wow! Lark, you really are smitten by this person, huh?
Elaine commented, surprised by her friend's reaction to the woman she described.
Well, I think before you make such declarations of love, you ask her out on a date.
I already did, and she declined. But I can see in her eyes that she's intrigued by me as well. Trust me, I won't be giving up on her very easily.
Lark admitted with a grin and a giggle as she looked at Elaine.
Well, I'm happy for you, and I hope she sees the error of her ways and accepts your offer of a date.
Elaine teasingly commented, and both women laughed.
That's right, and I know just what I'm going to do to make this happen starting tomorrow.
Lark confidently informed her and smiled.
You go, girl. Now come on down from that cloud you're on long enough to look at this contract offer that's going to send you career soaring.
Elaine laughed and handed Lark the contract.
Yes, ma'am.
Lark teasingly laughed and accepted the document from her. The steaming hot sun peering in through her bedroom window rudely awakened her. She covered her eyes with a hand to shade the bright light and sat up trying to gain her composure. She wiped her face with her hands in an attempt to wipe away the dreams she had that night. She dreamt about Lark, which seemed to have lasted the entire night, and felt ashamed for having the dream.
It's just not right.
She reasoned guiltily and sighed. She inhaled deeply, then exhaled and stared at the picture of her fallen lover that she had grabbed off the nightstand, thinking about what she had to do. She quickly dressed and headed out the door and down the beach on foot. Shane pounded on the door over and over again with no answer from Rain. He turned the doorknob and entered the house, surprised that she didn't lock it.
Rain, where are you? Rain, we're here. Where are you?
He called out and didn't hear anything.
Daddy, where's Auntie Rain?
Brandon quizzically asked.
I'm not sure, son. Sit down on the couch and watch TV while I look for her, okay?
He smiled comfortingly, as his son did as he was told. He walked down the hall to the bedroom, calling out Rain's name with no answer, and checked the entire villa before heading into the garage.
Where the hell is she?
He wondered and noted she hadn't taken her motorcycle, meaning she had to be on foot. He went back into the bedroom and looked around. He noticed the picture lying on the bed and figured out where Rain had to be. He put the picture on the nightstand and headed off to get Brandon.
Come on, son. I know where to find your aunt.
He pulled the car into the parking lot and they exited the car.
I'm going to stay here, Daddy,
Brandon nervously stated as his dad understood and ruffled his hair. Cheyenne slowly approached his sister, who sat on the marble bench, lost in her thoughts.
Rain,
Are you okay? He softly inquired, trying not to startle her. She slowly looked up at him, confused. Shay? She asked and wondered what he was doing there.
We didn't see you at the house and we were worried,
he commented and sat beside her as she turned her attention back to the tombstone before her. What's going on, Rain? He asked, concerned for his sister, from the disheveled and tired look she possessed. It was completely unlike her to be that way. They sat silently for a few moments, and Rain commented. I'm dishonoring her memory with the thoughts of another, Shay. I feel guilty and overwhelmed by my actions.
Who? What are you talking about, Rain?
He questioned, confused.
I met this woman yesterday.
She began and inhaled deeply before continuing.
She's the most beautiful woman I've ever seen before, Shay, and I've been having these really strong feelings for her,
Rain honestly admitted.
Well, that's great, honey. Why do you feel so guilty?
He asked and rubbed her back comfortingly. He was glad you were actually having these feelings for someone rather than discarding one woman after another before a relationship could be formed.
She turned and looked at him. Feelings that I've never felt for anyone, including Karen.
She reluctantly admitted and looked down at the headstone with Karen's name on it.
Oh, I see.
He answered solemnly and realized how conflicted she must be. He knew how much Karen meant to her, and with her death, how great a toll it took on his sister. He was happy that she was finally moving on with her life, but meeting this woman had brought up many painful memories for her.
She was my life. I always believed we were meant to be together forever, Shay. I loved her completely and I thought she was my soulmate. How could I have stronger feelings than that for someone else? She's been gone for 2 years now. Why would I be feeling like it was just yesterday that she died after all this time?
She questioned, confused by the raw feelings of guilt and sadness that she was having.
Maybe because Karen wasn't the person you were meant to be with, Rain, and your heart is telling you that it's time for you to move on.
He stared at her, and she snapped her head around to face him.
Look, before you get mad, listen to me. There is a reason for everything, and there's a reason for Karen dying, Rain.
He attempted to explain.
What's the reason, Shade? To make me learn how to suffer?
She asked and pounded her heart to emphasize her point.
No, and it's pretty arrogant of us to think that her passing was for you to learn something. Maybe her duties on Earth had been fulfilled, and it was her time to go. Or maybe it was to allow you to love again, Rain, so you could be with your true love. She came into your life and touched your heart, teaching you how to love someone. If we are to assume that her purpose here had been something to do with you, then maybe that was her reason for being here, and it was time for her to go on, so you could be with your soulmate. Don't you remember how you were before she entered your life?
She looked at him clueless, and he smiled.
You were exactly like you are now, going from one woman to the next without a meaningful relationship amongst them. You settled down with her, and learned that you could open your heart to love someone. She wouldn't have wanted you to feel guilty, or being unhappy, or being alone, pining for her. You know that. I don't know about this new woman you're talking about, whether she's your true love or not, Rain. Only you know that. Your heart will let you know. So, give her a chance in yourself. You're not dishonoring Karen's memory, and you shouldn't feel guilty for having such feelings. They're only normal. You have to move on. He gently encouraged and draped the comforting arm around her shoulder. She knew what he was saying was the truth, but she still felt guilty and unsure. She wanted to get to know Larkmore and spend time with her, but she just wouldn't be able to handle falling in love with someone again and being hurt. She had a feeling that was the road she was heading down, and it scared her.
You're right. Maybe I will.
She answered and smiled, looking up at him. She'd had enough of all the mushy stuff and wanted to change the subject. It took a lot for her to reveal what she had to her own brother, and she didn't like pursuing it any further now.
I know I'm right. Give it a chance, Rain.
He smiled encouragingly and stood up when his sister did.
Let's get back so I can have some fun with Brandon.
Rain smiled, trying to change the subject. She didn't want to harp on that painful moment any longer. You sure you're all right? Shane questioned, looking at her.
I'm great. Thanks for the talk, I appreciate it. And I'll truly consider what you said. She faintly smiled and picked up her pace to get abandoned.
Hey, buddy. Ready to go fishing?
She excitedly asked and hugged him tightly, kissing the boy's cheek.
I'm always ready to go fishing.
He exuberantly agreed and hugged her.
Let's go, then.
She smiled and climbed into the car with the little boy still draped around her, as Shane shook his head laughing while climbing into the car. They made it back to the villa within no time from the cemetery that was located down the street from her villa, and Rain quickly jumped out of the car with Brandon.
Grab your bag, she commented and held him down so he could retrieve it.
Give your old man a kiss, she teasingly suggested. Shane smiled and kissed his son that Rain held through the window.
Behave for your aunt.
He chuckled and looked up at Rain.
Call me if you need me.
She smiled appreciatively. I will. Bye. She turned and headed off.
Don't forget what I said.
He shouted out before backing the car out of the driveway, and shook his head, knowing how stubborn his sister could be, as she waved off his comment without turning around. The pair had been fishing for a while without a bite, and Rain was checking her fishing pole that was in its stand. Something didn't seem right to her. She turned to check her nephew.
Brandon, what did I tell you?
Rain sternly asked and approached a small fisherman who stood in knee-deep water as the turbulent surf made it difficult for him to maintain his balance.
Do I have to wear this life vest? It's bothering me.
He whined and unslapped the latches.
Yes, if you want to surf fish, you have to wear it. The sea is rough today and can sweep you out there in no time. Keep this on like I told you, okay?
She asked, kneeling before him and snapping the latches that he had unhooked.
Okay.
He drawled, rolling his eyes and reluctantly relented.
I wouldn't want my favorite boy swept out to sea now, would I?
She smiled and leaned forward against his.
I'd be mighty upset. Not to mention your mom and dad would kill me.
She teasingly laughed and kissed him as he giggled.
Okay, who's going to catch the biggest fish today?
Me, of course,
he confidently replied with a grin.
Put your money where your mouth is then, mister. Let's get fishing.
Rain suggested with a laugh and stood up. She brushed his hair back and turned when she heard a soft, sweet voice.
Hello? I'm not interrupting you, am I?
Lark, what are you doing here?
She nervously asked, confused and surprised. Her heart fluttered at the sight of the blonde, but felt unnerved that she was there.
Damn, she's forward coming here like that. She thought surprised by the woman's audacity.
I'm sorry. I asked my father to find out where you lived. I'll just go. I shouldn't have come here in the first place.
Lark replied, flustered and embarrassed that she actually had the gall in the first place to just show up at her home.
Well, it's okay. Did you need something?
Rain asked, easily relenting and happy that she turned back around. She inwardly tried to calm her racing heart as she stared upon the beautiful woman before her that was making her senses soar.
Thanks. I just wanted to give you this.
She smiled and held out a neatly wrapped package.
Phew, she's not going to toss me off her property.
She thought relieved and stared at the attractive woman before her that made her heart race uncontrollably.
Brendan, how about baiting the hooks for us?
She asked with a smile.
Sure thing,
he excitedly answered and ran for the fishing poles. They chuckled at his exuberance and looked back to one another, meeting each other's gaze.
Is that your son?
She nervously asked.
My son?
Rain asked, confused, and looked at Brandon. She turned back, flustered by the question.
Oh, no, he's my nephew. Well, godson. She nervously chuckled.
What in the hell is up with you? You're acting like such an idiot.
He's gorgeous. I see that good looks run in your family.
Lark smiled and saw Rain blush at the fairly forward comment.
This is for you.
Lark offered again and held out the package.
I told you you didn't need to do that.
Rain shyly answered, her heart racing within her chest.
Damn. I can't take another rejection.
Lark worriedly thought, staring into the most beautiful, yet troubled blue eyes she had ever seen.
But thank you. It was very nice of you to do that. and thanks for the cookies. They were delicious. Rain smiled and accepted the gift, much to Lark's relief.
What are you doing? You should be running about now,
she admonished inwardly, and opened the gift. Her head told her to run, and her heart wouldn't allow it.
Well, I just wanted to give you something to say thanks.
Lark attempted to explain, and waited anxiously for Rain to open the present. Rain held up the white shirt and turned it about, looking at it.
I figured I owed you a shirt for the one that was damaged yesterday.
Lark attempted to explain, and realized that she had no right to be there, and that she was pushing way too hard. She was lying to her, and she didn't want to do that. She figured she had to be honest, as it had to have been written all over her face. She looked down, then looked up at Rain.
I need to be honest. That shirt was an excuse for me to come here and get to know you better. To see you again. I'm sorry. I should leave now.
Lark guiltily explained and turned towards her car, feeling like a heel for intruding on her privacy.
I guess I read the wrong intentions in those eyes, she thought sadly and approached the car.
Rain was mystified by everything and looked at the shirt, then Lark. There was a part of her that wanted Lark to leave and never enter her life again, and there was a part of her that wanted her to stay. She watched as Lark moved closer to her car. She took a step, her heart racing uncontrollably as she contemplated what she should do. Chapter 2. Rain was unsure of what to do or say. She took a few more steps and watched as Lark slid into the driver's seat of a car.
You're a chicken shit, Rain,
she admonished, her heart pounding in her chest and fearful of the consequences if she asked Lark to stay. She stood frozen and watched as Lark cautiously backed her luxury vehicle out of the driveway.
Damn,
she commented, thinking that she might be missing out on a wonderful opportunity with Lark. But do I want to take the chance? She queried and turned back towards Brandon, who stood staring at her.
What?
She questioned, confused by the look he was giving her.
Why didn't you ask Lark Morgan to stay?
He asked, surprised that the celebrity was just standing a few feet from him and talking to his aunt.
Wait, you mean you're a fan of hers too?
Rain chuckled, astonished that her nephew knew whom the woman was and that she was clueless about her stardom. She stood with her hands on her hips and looked down at the small dark-haired boy, waiting for his answer.
Yeah, she's been in a couple of movies that I've seen. I think you two should become better friends,
he suggested with a sly grin, and casually cast his line out. Rain laughed and shook her head at his precocious comment.
Oh, you do, huh?
She sarcastically asked, and laughed, picking up her fishing pole.
Yeah, she's pretty.
He bashfully grinned and looked at his aunt, then back at the water.
What's in it for me if I become better friends with her?
She skeptically asked with a smile and gave him a sideways glance.
Some cool tickets to movie premieres. Jeez, Auntie Rain!
He snickered, exasperated by her evasiveness.
Oh, I see how you are.
She laughed and looked at her fishing pole that bent over, indicating she had a fish on the other end.
You'd better get your money, mister. This fish is going to help me beat you.
She tauntingly laughed and feverishly reeled the fish to shore.
Damn. I've got Forrest and Shane bringing down my neck to go out with Lark, and now my nephew is giving me advice on my love life. Are they right?
She wondered and glanced over at her nephew, who was also reeling in a fish. Rain chuckled and shook her head in disbelief that she was actually considering taking her nephew's advice of getting to be better friends with Lark. She snickered at the last comment and his innocent insinuation of being better friends. She pulled the fish out of the water and heard Brandon laugh hysterically at the size of the fish she reeled in.
Oh, laugh it up, mister. Let's see the little guppy you pull in.
She taunted teasingly and watched him struggle mightily with the fish on the end of the pole. She walked over and helped him steady the pole as he continued to reel the fish in. They laughed when he pulled his line out of the water to find a smaller fish than his aunt's on the other end of the line that was with seaweed attached to it.
Darn, I wanted a big one,
he stated disappointed, and removed the fish from his line, quickly returning the small critter to the ocean.
Yeah, well, the good ones usually slip away, Rain commented and looked back to the empty driveway, thinking how true those words might be in regards to Lark. She looked back at her disappointed nephew and smiled. Hey, you'll get the big one next time, okay? How about if we get some movies and eat some pizza? She excitedly suggested and squatted before Brandon.
That sounds awesome!
He enthusiastically agreed and hugged Rain, who laughed. All right, let's get this mess gathered up and go back to the house. She commented and broke the hug. Lark stopped her car out of sight and watched the pair on the beach. She smiled admiringly while she watched Rain hug her small nephew. Her heart nervously fluttered at the thought of getting to know the tall, dark, and very mysterious woman a lot better.
I just have to keep trying with her. I've got to have this woman in my life. We have an undeniable connection, and in my heart, I know this is the woman for me. She'll give in. I know it.
Lark confidently thought, and sighed deeply before climbing back into her car and driving off. Rain and Brandon spent the majority of the night eating pizza and watching movies. He was adamant about getting the movies with Lark in them, even though he had seen them before, so Rain could watch them. Rain leaned forward when the movie ended and glanced at Brandon, who was laying on the love seat adjacent from her, and noticed he was sound asleep. She smiled and took one of her afghans from the back of the couch to cover the small boy. She smiled lovingly and ruffled his hair before popping another movie in the VCR. She sat on the couch and situated her slender body and clicked the button on the remote to start the movie. She kicked back and plopped her feet up on the coffee table to watch the movie. She smiled when she saw Lark's name in the opening credits. Her head shot up, startled, and she looked around trying to gather her bearings. Her heart raced, and she realized she had fallen asleep. The static from the TV woke her from a dream of a certain blonde actress that has been on her mind a lot lately. She inhaled and exhaled to calm her breathing heart. She stood up and clicked the TV off. She tossed the remote on the couch and gathered Brandon up in her arms and headed down the hall to the spare bedroom. She gently placed him on the bed and caringly covered him with blankets. Leaning down, she gently kissed his forehead and whispered, "I love you," rising from the bed to turn on the nightlight. She looked back at her peacefully sleeping nephew, a lovely smile before turning the overhead light off. She was glad that he had made her watch the movies with Lark in them, and as much as she was hesitant to admit it, she enjoyed the chick flicks. Maybe it was just a good-looking blonde in there, she surmised with a chuckle and added, "You need to figure out what you're going to do about her, Rain. Either go out with her, or stay away and stop thinking about her so damn much." She told herself and strode down the hall to her own room. She brushed her teeth and climbed into bed with a particular blonde on her mind as she quickly drifted off to sleep. A week had passed and they were busily preparing for yet another campaign dinner Senator Morgan would be attending. Neither agent was pleased to find out that they would be deemed the senator's personal aide from now on. No matter how many times Rain went over it in her head, and with Forrest, she couldn't figure out why they were classified as aides in an undercover status. For the life of her, she wasn't sure why anyone with half a brain wouldn't realize that they were Secret Service agents. But she wasn't going to cross her boss in the matter. She wanted a good report for her next assignment. They decided to make the best of the assignment, and for Rain that meant getting a chance to see Lark more, even if she was reluctant to drop her guard by having stronger feelings for the alluring blonde. She hadn't heard from or seen Lark in the past week, and surprisingly to her, she missed the woman. She had a nervous tension coursing through her after being informed by the senator that his daughter would be in attendance this evening. She was still conflicted with the thoughts of Lark and her feelings of betrayal towards Caring for having them, but they were becoming far and few between as the days passed.
"Man, I'm beat from all this crap,"
Forrest commented and sidled up to Rain, who scanned the room in their pre-dinner preparations.
"Well, stop partying so much,"
Rain teasingly commented and headed into another room with her partner in tow.
"What's up with you and all this energy?"
he observed, frustrated by his partner's vibrancy. He just wasn't in the mood. "Hey, what can I say?" She slyly grinned, looking at him, and then turned back into the room. Forrest skeptically stared at her, and then it dawned on him.
"Ah, now I know why you were so keyed up,"
he sarcastically commented as they headed out of the room.
"A certain senator's blonde daughter is going to be here this evening, right?"
he tauntingly asked and stared at Rain. She glared at him and curled her lip up. Don't you have a rock to go sleep under? She jokingly asked and headed out the back door to check with the agents there.
I knew it!
He enthusiastically laughed.
Have you seen any chicks flicks lately?
He teasingly asked and laughed when his partner's eyes widened like a deer caught in the headlights.
I am so right! You are hot for her, aren't you? Did you have a change of heart?
He enthusiastically asked, stepping in front of her as she kept turning away from him to avoid the conversation.
Maybe,
she evasively added and slyly grinned, walking away with a laugh.
She'll go out with her,
he confidently chuckled under his breath.
All right, let's get into place. The guests are arriving.
One agent alerted as Rain and Forrest headed into the living room to inform the senator, who was mingling with the party host. They stood beside Senator Morgan, intently watching the guests as he and the host stood in receiving line to greet them. She grimaced inwardly when the senator introduced her and Forrest as his new aides. She went from being a Secret Service agent to being called an aide and cringed at the thought of it. She was very proud of the fact that she was an agent, and it was demeaning to them to be classified as personal aides to the senator. She hoped the assignment wouldn't last very long. She averted her eyes to the door when Forrest tapped her arm to look that way. She slyly snarled at him when she noticed that Lark had just entered. She smiled at the sight of the beautiful woman and felt a tickle in her stomach. She looked back to the guests who the senator was talking with to quell the feeling. Her heart raced and she inhaled deeply before turning back around to catch a glimpse of the woman who could elicit such a reaction out of her. Her smile turned to disappointment when she noticed Lark had a date. I should have known. She inwardly commented, dejected, and shook her head in disbelief. She was extremely disappointed that Lark was with someone. It just figures. When I let my guard down, I get hurt. She thought in disbelief. She stoically stood watching the guests as Lark passed by her, angry that she allowed herself to feel something for the woman.
Hello, Agent Donovan.
Lark softly greeted, leaning closer to Rain with a smile when she passed. Rain slightly nodded her head and said nothing as Lark passed by. She wasn't sure why she was so disappointed, or was it jealousy that she felt?
Whatever it is, I don't like it,
she thought, and was angry with herself for feeling that way. She momentarily glared at the fair-haired woman that had entered with Lark and turned back to the guests.
I should have known this would happen. Damn it,
she inwardly admonished.
What was up with that?
The woman asked, turning to Lark, and was surprised by the chilly reaction she just received.
I think she's jealous, Elaine.
Lark snickered as the pair entered the opposite room.
And that's a good thing? For who? She looks like she's ready to rip my head off.
Elaine worriedly fretted and glanced back to check where Rain was located. She didn't want any trouble from her.
For me? That means she's more interested in me than she's willing to admit.
Lark slyly grinned and cringed briefly when she saw one of her father's ardent supporters heading away. She quickly placed a fake smile on her face.
Hello, Mr. Roberts.
She cordially greeted and reluctantly accepted the kiss he bestowed upon her cheek.
Lark, why are you so formal with me, my dear?
He asked, grinning, and broke the hug.
I was raised to be polite.
She smiled with a chuckle.
Who taught you that? It had to have been that gorgeous mother of yours, because it certainly couldn't have been your old man.
He chuckled and shared a hearty laugh with Lark and Elaine. Lark stepped away from the man, who held her a little too close for her comfort, and motioned towards Elaine.
Jean,
she grinned mischievously, looking back at him, then returned her look to Elaine, continuing,
This is my agent, Elaine. Elaine, this is Jean Roberts, one of my father's most staunch supporters.
Lark smiled and watched as Elaine shook hands with the older gentleman.
It's a pleasure to meet you, sir,
Elaine cordially greeted and pulled her hand back, which the man held a little too long for her comfort.
Oh, the pleasure is all mine, ma'am.
He drawled with smitten smile, glancing between the two women.
I must say, Lark, you get more beautiful every day.
He admiringly looked her over.
Well, thank you.
Lark smiled and turned to Elaine, lifting an arched eyebrow, indicating she wanted out of here. She wished that she hadn't have even approached a man, but knew her father would appreciate her speaking with him.
Oh, Lark, there's Alec!
Elaine alerted as the pair turned to the crowd in the opposite room from them.
We really need to speak to him about the part I'm trying to get you in this last movie. I think we should go and say hello.
Elaine suggested and started to move Lark away from the man.
Oh, Jean, I'm so sorry, but work calls. It was good seeing you again.
She smiled and waved goodbye, with the pair hurriedly walking away.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
Lark sighed relieved that they were away from the perverted man that kept too close of an eye on the women.
Ew, that guy was giving me the creeps. I think I need a shower now if that pervert stared us up and down.
Elaine answered and shivered, remembering how the man stared at them like they were fresh meat.
Try to get used to it, my dear. All the old farts here do it. The best thing to do is have an out so you don't have to stay around them too long.
Lark advised with a laugh as they sidled up against the wall in an attempt to keep a low profile.
Do I have to come to many more of these parties with these slimy men?
Elaine whiningly asked, looking at Lark, hopeful that she wouldn't have to. Lark snickered and glanced up at her.
Hopefully I'll have the affections of a tall and extremely sexy Secret Service agent who will protect me from all those old farts the next time,
Lark wishfully replied with a giggle.
I'm all for that, because if you make me come to another one of these damn parties, I'm going to have to demand a pay rise,
she jokingly commented and shared her laugh with Lark.
Speak of the sexy devil. There she is, standing all alone.
Lark commented happily, looking across the room at the object of her affection.
I'm going to talk to her. Make yourself scarce, my dear, but give me 5 minutes and join us.
Lark laughed and heard a low growl from Elaine.
Yes, boss.
Elaine snidely commented with a snicker and watched as Lark disappeared through the crowd. She chuckled and shook her head at Lark's aggressive pursuit of the attractive agent.
I hope she doesn't get her heart broken by this woman. I've never seen her this aggressive with anyone.
She thought, concerned for her friend, and headed toward the bar for a drink.
Well, hello, Agent Donovan.
Lark drawled and sidled up next to the tall agent who kept an eye out for the senator.
Hello and goodbye, Miss Morgan. I've got work to do.
Rain coldly commented and quickly walked away. She was hurt by the fact that the woman was with another.
I know I shouldn't be hurt and jealous, but damn it, I am.
What was I thinking, actually letting my guard down and allowing her to invade my thoughts? Stupid, Rain. Really stupid.
She angrily admonished and moved to the opposite side of the room. She crossed her arms over her chest and blew out the breath she held, fuming over the fact that she was so upset.
Elaine saw the exchange and disappointment in Lark's face and headed towards her friends. What happened? Nothing, really. Although, Agent Donovan is definitely intrigued by me and is very jealous.
Lark grinned knowingly and sipped the cocktail Elaine handed her.
Oh? Really? And just how do you know this?
Elaine sarcastically asked and moved to Lark's side, looking across the room and seeing Rain standing there.
Well, I noticed the smile she had on her face when I first walked in, like she was excited to see me, and then the disappointment in her eyes when she saw the two of us together. She's jealous, Elaine, and that's good news for me, because it means she's interested big time.
Lark gleefully smiled, happy with her assessment of the situation.
What if you're wrong, Lark? What if it's all just arrogance thinking that she's interested in you? Maybe her grumpiness is part of her everyday demeanor.
Elaine queried and sipped her drink.
Elaine, you know me well enough to know that I normally have a really good sense about people and their feelings. I can see it in her eyes that she's intrigued and interested in me, but she's troubled about something, and maybe that's what's taking her so long to come around.
Lark observed and stared at the attractive woman across the room, hoping she was correct in her assessment.
True, but you can also be impulsive, and I don't want to see you misread her actions and get hurt. Just be careful.
Elaine cautiously warned and nudged Lark with her shoulder before snickering. Lark knew she was right and reluctantly smiled.
Thanks, I appreciate your concern, but I'm right, and I don't intend to get hurt.
Lark confidently reassured her.
Well, let's go mingle,
Lark suggested and walked away, followed by Elaine.
Let's hope she doesn't hurt the angry woman across the room with her intentions. Elaine thought as she followed Lark through the crowd. Do we have to talk to any more perverts? Elaine whiningly asked and heard Lark chuckle. Rain appreciatively watched the elegant beauty sashay across the room. Damn, she's beautiful. And so freaking hot. She admiringly thought, wishing she had the petite blonde in her arms. Her heart raced and her temperature rose as she watched Harlark's gorgeous body move within the slinky mauve dress she wore that clung in all the right places. Phew. Rain blew out the breath she held and wiped her brow. She looked around to see if anyone was watching her stare at Lark and turned back disappointed when Lark had disappeared from her sight. Stop it. You should have learned from what happened earlier. She's with someone else. She reminded herself, annoyed by the fact that Lark was with another and that she was so affected by it.
Hey, lover girl. See something you like?
Forrest teasingly asked and stood next to his startled partner, who didn't see him approach. Rain looked at him embarrassed and sarcastically asked, Do you have somewhere to go and shoot or something?
Nah, that's not as much fun as watching you nervously communicate with that hot blonde. Have you asked her out yet?
He asked with a snicker and gave her a sideways glance. You'll be the first to know if I do agree to one. Rain answered, perturbed by his badgering, and walked away. Damn, this is getting so stressful. Rain thought and moved to another spot to watch the evening's activities, alone. She really didn't like the way she was feeling, like she was somehow losing control of her normally checked feelings. She was finally warming up to the idea of going out with Lark without thinking of Karen as much, but she wasn't going to be badgered into doing something she might regret. It didn't seem like she was going out on that date considering Lark was with someone else now. I won't interfere in that situation, Rain thought. Satisfied with her resolve, or was she? Truth be known, she was kicking herself for not taking Lark up on her offer previously. After combing the large house from one side to another in protection mode, and pretending to be his aide for what seemed like an eternity, she was happy the party was dying down, and moved closer to the senator, who was conducting his goodbyes. A small grin appeared when she caught a glimpse of Lark approaching them out of the corner of her eye. Then a wave of jealousy swept over her, knowing that Lark would be leaving with another. She inhaled deeply and blew out the breath of disappointment she held.
Night, Daddy.
Lark smiled and hugged her father, leaving a kiss on his cheek before she broke the hug.
You two be careful on your way home,
he protectively suggested with a smile and hugged Elaine.
I don't want anything happening to my little girl.
He smiled and broke the hug with Elaine.
Hey, Rain,
Fred called out as he approached her.
We are having a basketball game tomorrow. Are you two sissies interested in playing for the Senator's team?
He cockily taunted and tapped her on the arm. Rain glared and arched an eyebrow at the fact that he touched her. That was a no-no.
Sissy, huh?
Rain took offense to the comment, especially seeing how it was coming from a beady-eyed geek like Fred, who also worked for the Senator.
Oh, yeah. What do you two have to say?
He tauntingly asked, looking between Rain and Forrest, who looked at each other wondering if this little pissant was serious. Lark took an interest to what was transpiring and discreetly moved towards them to hear what was being said.
Okay, we'll take your little team on,
Rain defiantly agreed and suggested.
Excellent. We will play at 1 p.m. at the downtown Fitness Center on University,
he enthusiastically informed her.
We'll be in the gym with the Senator's team, ready to wipe the floor with you geeks,
Rain arrogantly informed him.
Yeah, yeah, we'll be there,
he cockily answered and headed off. Lark looked back at her father, pretending like she was listening to his conversation, but was listening more intently to Rain's.
Can you believe that little shit's attitude?
Rain asked, surprised by his cocky demeanor.
I guess we'll have to show them tomorrow,
Forrest confidently stated with a laugh.
Lark? Lark, are you ready?
Elaine called out, repeating her name to get her attention.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry.
Lark brought her attention back to Elaine's conversation and looked at her.
Bye, Daddy.
She smiled and patted his back when she walked past.
Good evening.
She shyly responded with a small smile and slipped a card in Rain's pocket when she passed by her. Rain stood silent,
She was unable to say a word, and all she could do was watch the attractive woman walk away. What is up with the effect she has on me? She wondered, confused, and looked at Forrest, who had a silly grin on his face. Don't say a word, she warned and walked away, hearing him laugh behind her. To be continued.
Well, that concludes this section of Provenance by Debbie Bathurst. Make sure you check out her website. Just go to my blogspot at xena-ubers.blogspot.com for a link to her website so you can see the rest of her other stories. So if you have any suggestions on movies or stories that you want to hear or see, drop me an email at xena.uber@gmail.com. So until the next episode, take care, enjoy life and love. Bye-bye. Somebody to leave.